Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning. It's August 2nd. It's August. I say this for a reason, Al, because I don't think Joe Girardi knows it's August.
Wake him up.
His managing this weekend was pathetic. Awful. We left the air on Friday, and we were wondering if the GM was going to do anything. He did plenty.
Yes, he did.
And then Girardi took it and flushed it.
Yes.
Until yesterday, when, voila, 15 runs appear out of nowhere. Rhea, I don't like this team.
No.
I don't like the team.
You and I were talking on Friday. You were much more pleased with the trade deadline acquisitions than I was.
I was more pleased because I don't like anybody that was brought here in the five-year period of Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail. And we're getting all that a little later on. And we will have Todd Zielecki out at 8 o'clock to analyze what's going on. Because I got a new thinking now, Al. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm thinking now? Maybe Girardi doesn't make it past this year. Maybe he does not get rehired.
He may not.
He stinks so bad. He may be forcing the GM who inherited him. GM was here after him, Al. The GM was here. Dombrowski might go, I've seen enough of this crap.
Yeah.
Right? What's that?
Well, the GM is that other guy, right?
I don't know. Sam, you mean the president.
Yeah.
No, he can't be the president because we were told on Friday by Ruben Amaro that the president is still McPhail and he's still showing up at work and he's still getting huge checks.
That blew us all away.
It is, especially after what happened Friday. The ultimate indictment you could ever have for an entire era. Let's get rid of all the people that were here while they were here, and let's bring back guys that were here before them, like Freddie Galvis.
Yes.
And I still prefer
Galvis.
That translate. At one point he said he wanted to be called Galvis. It didn't stick, so he went back. It's stuck here.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it better.
Before that, Elliot Sharpe-Parks could be out at 7 because we have a monster story we're going to start the show in. Then we're going to bring on a doctor from NovaCare at 7:40 because he's going to deal with that story. And then at 9 o'clock, we will have Mr. John Stolness because he does the Eagles and the Phillies brilliantly. And he will be able to put all this garbage into context. Let us begin. All right. I get a lot of emails, even on the weekend. Mm. Really more than I received over the past 48 hours.
Yeah.
About a gentleman that once played here, not all that long ago. Old number 11, Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
And when the story broke on Friday that his foot broke on Friday. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at the foot breaking.
No, don't.
If there's one thing you know about me.
Lassie.
No, Rhea. I am a man who never embraces injuries to people I don't like. That's not the way it goes. I'm a person who reaches out man to man and offers my support. And that is going to be the case today as well with Carson Wentz. However.
Stop.
However.
However. You almost couldn't make this up. You couldn't make. Al. The second day of training camp.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
His beloved coach, Frank Reich, not even present because he's on the COVID protocols for the first 10 days of camp.
Yeah.
So he's not with his pal that he lobbied, that he connived, that he plotted
to get back with.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. None of that worked when the guy ain't there. And already, before Frank could even get out of the sick ward, Carson Wentz is out of commission.
Yep, and we know they love feet there, right?
So let me just start. I'm going to take you through this system. Let me, before I do that, let me explain why this is important. So I'm on the beach Saturday in Sea Isle City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very crowded, and there's an older gentleman, not me, who is just up ahead of me.
Older than you.
No one's older than me. He was my contemporary.
Okay.
All right? And he's sitting there with a beer and a koozie, so you couldn't tell it was a beer, but I could tell it was a beer. Mm. And he was holding court with several other old-timers. Right?
I love this.
In fact, he was holding court with one more old-timer than he thought, because I was listening.
Okay.
And he was doing a sports commentary. And he was, first of all, it was Saturday. Remember, this was before Saturday night's game. He was lamenting the current state of the Phillies, all in agreement. And then he launches into a thing on Wentz. And he goes, I don't understand the obsession with Carson Wentz in this city. He doesn't play here anymore.
Hmm.
Now, one thing I like on the beach,
mm-hmm.
I like that I do not have to do what I do for a living. And yet, I was so close to the
progressive woman.
I was the progressive insurance woman. Al, I was like, I was chomping at the bit to go over there and say,
bundle.
Let me tell you why it's important. It's important because he quit on you. Because he should be your franchise quarterback for the next decade. But he quit on you. And I would have even used that tone.
Then I
would have said, and furthermore, you do have a first-round pick connected to his success in Indianapolis. And then I probably would have used language I'm not allowed to use here.
Right.
But I was reading a good book, and I managed.
You didn't get into the, you never did.
Around.
Did they know it was you sitting there, do you think?
No. See, when I'm there, I'm going to be honest with you. No one can identify me anymore because I no longer have an umbrella.
Huh?
So you're hiding.
Right now. Always hidden under the umbrella with the hat and the sunglasses. I went cabana.
What's that?
You have a cabana?
I have what you call a cool cabana.
What is that?
It's something that holds up, Al, with four little pockets you put the sun in.
You have a tent.
It's a tent.
Oh, it's a tent every time you go down there?
Jonesy, every time I go to the beach of Sea Isle now, my first act is to pitch a tent.
So hello.
You don't get in the sun then, right?
What's that, Al?
Oh.
So you're not.
I never in the sun.
More in the sun.
I haven't been in the sun in 20 years.
Al, I have visited him from time to time on the beach, and he is always covered.
I am never, and yet look at me, Al, right?
Still tanned.
I could tan when I put the light on in the bathroom.
Yes.
That's how I tan. Anyway, let me get this, because it's going to be. Let me also get you right in play here for surprises today, because I got an open board. It's a Monday morning in the summer. It's always slow there. You get right on if you call. I got a Devontae Smith replica jersey.
Nice. Though.
I got a 4-pick of tickets to see the Phils and Mets next Sunday, the 8th. Al, this is the special Roy Halladay retirement day.
Oh, nice.
These are great seats. And remember, everybody who goes, all fans get a Halladay retired number statue. I got a $50 Visa gift card and a pair of tickets to see the Eagles practice at the Link on the 22nd. These tickets are now available. Go to the Eagles website. 4 really great prizes. Here's what I'm doing, Al, because there were a lot of, all right, me too, who were in love with Wentz. We loved Wentz.
Yeah.
Now we hate him. No, I hate him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
People that we fell out of love with in Philadelphia sports. One time we loved him, now we hate him.
Oh, there's a lot.
I'm the judge today.
And
the reason I'm the judge is
you like to hate people.
You hate.
I am. I have more hatred than all of my co-hosts together.
That's correct.
Not Joe Wechter. Wechter
is
when you
he's
call
your equal.
In, you'll find the one person who hates more than I do. Joe Wechter. 215 will get you right on 215-592-9494. Claim a prize early before the rush. All right, now let's get to it. I'm going to start with the offensive coordinator of the Colts, Al, Marcus Brady, because he was the one to reveal in day 2 of the Colts training camp what had happened to Carson Wentz.
Just to give you guys an update of just the information that I know. I don't know all the information. We know that Carson came in. You know, he injured his foot yesterday at practice. You know, he's been with the docs. He's trying to get they're trying to figure out what the process is. So they're still evaluating. you know, what the next move is and, you know, how bad it is. And then we'll go from there.
He felt a pop when he was running.
Oh, my.
Jonesy, in what situation is feeling a pop good?
Never. Right? There's never a good thing. You hear that pop, there's right. something that's gone, ligament or something's
but
gone.
But no, help me here. How?
I'm sure they're concentrated on his footwork there to try to get him to throw the ball properly. You know how Sirianni loves
it. Was a mess.
He was kind of rolling out, and it popped.
I guarantee they're making him do drills that he probably didn't do here.
But he was okay. Because, like, he was working with the receivers like he was when he was here.
Yep.
It wasn't like he had not played football in 8 months.
Nope, but it was all about the feet.
The minute he started running, it went pop.
Yep.
That's amazing.
It is. Well, that's him. Amazing? That's the history of Carson Wentz, is it not?
All right, so here's what they're doing, because they don't have Frank Reich there. So the offensive coordinator, what was his name? Matt Brady. He was Marcus Brady. He was the spokesman that day. Then the next day, the defensive coordinator was the spokesman because they don't have the head coach. And his name is Matt Eberflus.
Old Eberflus.
Good to have him back. And here's Matt on what the current prognosis. This is the latest information on Carson Wentz.
Carson, I know you guys are going to ask about him. There's no timetable right now. We don't have any new information. You know, when we get that information, we'll give it to you. So that's that on that front right there.
I got to tell you, there's nothing I enjoy more in an injury than no timetable. Mm. Rhea, don't you love a no timetable?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Colts is they have, because I've gone on and read, you know, all the comments by Colts fans. They have a history of really flat out not telling you the truth on injuries.
Really?
2011, they downplayed Peyton Manning's neck injury, missed the season. They downplayed Luck's shoulder injury in 17, missed the season. Downplayed his ankle injury in 19. He retired.
You do realize that this is Wentz's track record.
Yes.
This is every year. The fact that the Colts, in making the trade for him, made sure they put in how many snaps he had to take is that they were doubting whether he could take those snaps. He will not take those snaps.
No.
If you are out there right now going, he's got to take 75% of the snaps, or he's got to take 70% and then make the playoffs. Give it up. All right, do me a favor. Give it up. Because here's what you need to know. This is very important. What is more significant in your life as a sports fan? Justice, having a person who turned his back on you and screwed over your franchise, is that more important, or is it more important to have a first-round pick rather than a second-round pick in the hands of Mr. Howie Roseman? What is more
That's
important?
That's a tough question.
What is more important? All right, because I'm going to tell you something, all right? Go out there and look at that practice field. You're going to see a man named Andre Dillard. He was the 22nd pick of the draft, first-round pick 2 years ago. He's getting his ass kicked by a seventh-round rugby player, Jordan Mailata. He's getting his ass kicked by a seventh-rounder. You know why? Because the kid has no fight in him. And Rager's out again because Rager doesn't give a damn. Do you understand me?
He's hurt a lot.
Those are your first-round picks that you're rooting against justice for. Get in the – I should have said this to the guy, Al. He was right there.
Well,
I had to walk one blanket over. Should I have not engaged him?
No.
By the end, maybe I would have done
that. What is going to be a voice coming from inside a tent?
What? Yeah, I was in the tent.
My God.
He would have been looking around. Where the hell is that coming from?
But
that
I think most
like
people.
Sounds like that jackass who's on WIP.
I was disappointed.
You were.
Because I think a lot of people wanted him to play horribly and watch it.
Yes, right, I agree.
Preclude that.
Well, I wanted. Didn't you want week one to be two interceptions?
You're missing the point. Rhea gave you the point coming into that. Now he's got his excuse.
Yeah, both he and Frank Reich, Al, have their excuse.
Oh.
So Reich misses the first week of camp with COVID.
Oh.
Then he gets hurt. He's probably going to be out. You know, if he has no surgery, he starts week one. Well, we didn't have any time together.
Exactly. And then he throws a pick six on the first play, which has been my dream from day one.
Yeah.
And now I can be happy that he failed on the field, not off the field, but I'll take failure wherever.
No, see, you're not thinking this clearly what has to happen. So say he has to have surgery and he's out 7 to 8 weeks. What they should do is bring Foles in.
Oh.
There are already suggestions.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's already started.
That would be awesome.
Oh, no, it's already started.
I have stumped you.
No, they
borrowed it. You have not stumped me. I am experiencing pure ecstasy.
Oh, no, that's already gone viral.
No, it won't.
Oh, it has.
I guarantee you they don't have the cojones to put Foles back with Wentz, and then Foles has a great start, and what do they do with Wentz? Quarterback controversy.
They are bringing Hundley in right now.
Man. Oh, well. Yeah.
One more. Whatever that is. Yeah, they didn't bring in. Foles, by the way, the Bears said again, Foles is eminently available. He's their third string quarterback. Yeah. They have no use for him.
No, huh?
They won't do it because Carson won't let them.
It
but
would be
no,
awesome.
I'm supposed to root for that guy. Not on your life. Not on your life. And then finally, just so you know where this is, because ESPN is trying to measure the nature, the seriousness of this injury.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a fine commentator named Marcus Spears, and here's what he thinks.
How would you describe how big a deal you think this is?
Catastrophic, G. And you know, we talked on this show about I thought Carson Wentz and Frank Reich were the tandem in the league that was under the most pressure to have success. But beyond football, obviously this injury derails a lot of things about the Indianapolis Colts and what they had plans to do. Frank Reich mortgaged his reputation on bringing Carson Wentz in to transform him onto an already playoff football team. But this is catastrophic for this franchise, and there's no other way to explain it.
And as I told many emails over the weekend, I, too, am devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that.
Yeah. I'll take the second-round pick.
Mark is Jonesy, exactly.
I have no problem taking the second
round. Oh, my God. We're going to lose another Andre Dillard. Oh, how will we survive?
Got his contract off the books.
Goodbye. Anything bad that happens to Wentz is good for us. That's the way I look at it. Mark's on live for Wilmington. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm great, Mark. How are you today?
I can tell you're great.
Say that. I'm devastated. Do not misquote me. I am overwhelmed with grief over the current travails of Mr. Carson Wentz.
It sounded like you said joy down here in Wilmington. Maybe it's my phone connection.
Yeah,
but anyway.
It's Delaware. Well. It's different day. All right, what do you got?
I'm excited about the Eagles training camp because there's a lot of question marks. And I think, you know, with all of the negatives and all that, there's still a lot of things that could go right. If that offensive line stays healthy, you know, and you do have Maialata, who played pretty well last year, and his learning curve was terrific. And if you stay healthy with Kelsey, the new kid, and then Lane Johnson on the right, that's not a bad offensive line if they stay healthy.
Yep.
But my main thing was I just can't get over the Sixers holding out for anything reasonable for Ben Simmons, because they must be hoping that there's a team out there that doesn't have televisions or computers at Saul, because he is so mentally broken that they need to unload that super expensive contract with a guy that is never going to win anything.
Brian Windhorst from ESPN yesterday said the offers that these Sixers are seeking are so preposterous.
I understand, but that's common.
Yeah, but they think they're not serious about trading him. That's what
teams
are
thinking. No, they're very serious. They have to be serious.
I'm just telling you what they said.
No, but you start super high. The best quote that came last week, Mark, was somebody said the agent and the team were on the same page. Well, the agent's already on. Made it pretty clear Ben wants out.
Yeah.
So they're on the same page. They're going to start ridiculously high and then keep lowering it. Why do you think all the trades in baseball happened the last week? Because the asks before that are ridiculous. Yeah. The ask will come down, and at the end, all I know is if he needs a ride to his new city, I will personally chauffeur him. Because he's got to go. Nobody's ever been more had to go than Ben Simmons right now.
Yeah, that was an embarrassment. It wasn't, you know, just missing shots. I remember, you know, Kobe had missed four air balls at the end of his early in his career in a playoff game. But Shaq said at least he had the guts to how, you know, he was just mentally tough.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is the other end of the spectrum there. He's mentally
100%.
Just so fragile that he was afraid to dunk a ball with nobody around him. And then he said, I saw ghosts. You know, there's somebody. That's that's almost impossible to fix.
There's one thing I can't take in this city, a wimp. And that is what Wentz is, and that is what Simmons is. You understand? Simmons is such a wimp that with his team's fortunes on the line, he won't take an unmolested dunk under the basket that will tie a game seven with 3.5 minutes to go. That is a wimp. And Wentz, if you are intimidated by a young player that comes in and immediately can't play anymore, you're the worst quarterback in the league, you're a wimp. Yeah. And I'm sick of wimps. Get him out of here. Simmons needs to go. This city should have absolutely no tolerance. This tough blue-collar city should have no tolerance for wimps like these guys.
Not guys that are in leading roles on their teams. That's the biggest issue. They're supposed to allow other players to excel because of their toughness and their ability to bring people together.
And there was some video that came out over the weekend of him practicing shooting. It was actually a photo on Instagram. And here's what happened there. I have sources. He left the pool area of the mansion, went into the gym, posed for a photo, and then went back. Just out of sight in the photo is a drink with an umbrella in it.
Reminds me of a story.
It's a story?
Reminds me of a story. Yeah. We had four guys I used to play with in Washington would always tell their wives we're going on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
They would cast the pole in the water, catch one fish. Everyone would take a picture with it, and you wouldn't see those guys for four days.
Wow.
Exactly. It's a fish story.
Yes, it is.
It's what it is. All right, give me somebody in sports, Mark, that we loved and then didn't love.
Let's see. Oh, man.
Like Wentz. There's a million of them. Think of someone you hate. Probably we liked them at one point.
Well, I was going to say Wentz, but Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is a great one. We loved Ben Simmons. The whole Australia story and the connection with the coach.
Well, the connection with Wentz is one of the reports out there is it could possibly be a Jones fracture. That cost Ben Simmons his rookie year.
That's a beautiful connection. The Jones fracture. Wait a minute.
Jones.
Yes.
Josie, is that something named after you?
Correct.
What did you fracture?
Many things.
His rear end.
Yes. That's a tailbone now.
It's a tailbone fracture? Something.
Tall tail.
215-592-9494. We'll get you on with us. We got some great stuff coming. A week back, Keith Jones got to do something no one's done in many months, and I'm not even sure they should have done this weekend because there's a new variant now. Keith Jones attended a gala wedding.
Well done.
No, don't tip it off.
It was well done. It was nice.
I guarantee you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I did.
If only you could see his face. We have that coming up. We also got, I'll do a deep dive into Joe Girardi over the weekend. Because now I think for the first time his job may be at stake in the next 2 months. You can't do a worse job of managing than he's doing this year. You can't. It's not possible. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 622.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.